Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN. If you haven't noticed, we've been kind of bumping in, thanks to Camille, producer Camille, bumping in with the Lollapalooza bands as we're coming. This is the XX.
Mm-hmm. Really enjoying this. This is a great, great song. And they, as Jerry mentioned, they kind of had a smaller show thanks to Chance tonight.
They played tonight. They were going up against Chicago's Pride and Joy right now. Mm-hmm. So they had the odds stacked against them, unfortunately. So speaking of Lollapalooza, this is a weird tie-in somehow. Another attendee could have been the Mothman.
Say what?
So you're familiar with the Mothman from our previous segments.
Of course. The Mothman, he's, as what I recall, there is this kind of enormous creature, like butterfly, winged creature that's floating around. Not butterfly, that's a little bit too friendly.
We'll call it a bat or moth humanoid creature.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
Like a Batman, not the Batman.
Not Batman, no.
But a bat-like man. Roger Bettish, if you're up in the newsroom, we'd love to hear if you have heard of the Mothman as well.
Well,
but I would love to hear some more about it from you.
Well, you know, to refresh everybody's memory, maybe in the early 2000s, the Mothman prophecies had come out. It's a movie, but they say it's based on true events in Ohio, where there were sightings of this very similar to what we're getting in Chicago, very similar moth-like creature, humanoid creature. They describe it as like 6 to 7, maybe even 8, 9 feet tall. Wings, but standing on two legs.
Nope.
But anyway, they, you know, there were sightings of it in Ohio, in this town in Ohio, and they found it. They saw it on this bridge. There's a famous photo where you see it on this bridge, and then they determined that maybe this is an omen of things to come, and then that bridge collapsed shortly thereafter.
Really?
Really?
What the heck?
Really? And then there were sightings other locations, other cities around the U.S. as well. But you know, mm-hmm. Fast forward to 2017. Here in the great city of Chicago, mm-hmm. there's been, I want to say since what, like March or April, there's been a string of sightings around Chicago.
I'm sorry, right when we were talking about this, there was a winged pigeon that just flew across.
Did it freak you out?
Got a little bit scared. You're setting the stage quite nicely, in fact.
Well, I wanted to bring everybody up to speed. Our friends over at Riot Fest are taking notice. There's a lot of publications, a lot of individuals that are taking notice of this. But there have been more sightings of this Mothman in Chicago.
This is terrifying. It says that there have been more sightings on as recent as July 20th, 27th, and the 29th.
I just had an epiphany. The bad omen that this Mothman is showing us is the sugar tax.
Is he pissed because of the sugar tax?
He's very upset about the sugar tax. He knew it was coming, too. He tried to tell us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyway, or maybe the Illinois budget thing.
That's what he's prophesizing.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. The bad things in Chicago, there's a handful. Anyway, so moving on.
There was a witness account.
Well, there's a handful. There's always witness accounts. Let's get into this story that Riot Fest, our friends over there, put out. There's been three more sightings now that have been reported to UFO Clearinghouse. Love that. One on July 20th. One on July 27th, and one on July 29th. These are all very recent. Mm-hmm. And then we'll recollect all of them, because we've got a list here of all of them at the end of the story. But here we go. Here's the first witness account.
Mm.
The witness of the July 27th sighting gave this description of the incident. I was leaving work at about 8:45 p.m. on Thursday night in the Loop. As I walked the 2 blocks to the nearest train station to go home, I saw a large bat-like creature that was perched on top of one of the streetlight poles across the street from the Harold Washington Library. That's right down the street.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
I know that area quite well.
This creature stood about 7 feet tall and was sitting there motionless. Mm-hmm. The creature had a pair of glowing red eyes. That always seems to be a thread in this, mm-hmm. the glowing eyes.
And
a feeling of dread, they say, too, it brings on.
The feeling of dread?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, if you're looking at a 9-foot-tall person with red eyes, of course you're going to be feeling some dread.
Right. So anyway, the glowing red eyes that appeared to be fixated on something across the street. It stood there for about 6 seconds. That's when I saw a flash from a group of kids on the sidewalk as someone was taking a picture of this thing. Interesting.
Whoa.
So there's photos out there. It then spread open a large pair of wings... flapped them a couple times and took off in the air. The girls from that group of kids screamed, and they all took off running. I saw it shot up and over the library and was gone in a matter of about 2 seconds. I was very shaken up by what I saw and talked to my pastor about it at church on Saturday.
That's interesting thing to bring up to your local pastor.
It was
I saw the Mothman the other day.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. No, you didn't. It was just Mothman. It's not a big deal. Anyway, so moving on. Oh, if you do see the Mothman, they recommend our friends over at Riotfest to report a sighting, contact Lon Strickler. He's got an email address, but it's protected, and a phone number, but I don't know if we should give that out either. But you just go to the UFO Clearinghouse's contact form, UFO Clearinghouse. Just Google it. I'm sure you can find it for all things paranormal. Let's see. Moving on.
Maybe we should call this number.
Right now?
Yeah.
What if the Mothman answers?
I would love if
Camille doesn't like that idea. It's okay. We don't have to do that.
This is terrifying me. I'm like looking over my shoulder back here.
I'm not like it. Honestly, kind of freaks me out too because
I don't like it.
It's continuing to happen all throughout Chicago. Are you familiar with the Mothman prophecies?
No, I just looked it up. I just looked up pictures right now, and there was some hand drawn.
Oh yeah,
those are great.
Those are never good. You don't
know. What's the word? Well, anyway,
repertoire.
Whatever the artist is drawing, it's usually not as scary as the real things. Because I know I've seen those blurry images as well, and it's the most frightening thing in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I see you looking around.
I'm looking out right now, and here in Tribune Tower, the Greater Tribune Tower area in Chicago, I can safely report no Mothman
yet.
But moving on to the story, the Singular Fortean Society, a website dedicated to investigating the impossible, has recorded over a dozen different sightings of flying humanoids in Chicago in 2017. The most recent sighting occurred just last month in Logan Square when a bouncer at the Owl. I love the Owl. I was just there.
Great 5 a.m. bar.
Yeah, I was literally just there like 2 weeks ago. He saw a bat-like humanoid flying over the lot across the street from the bar. I know that lot. I know exactly where this is at. It is weird once it gets, like you were just saying, maybe you were saying it off the mic, I don't remember, off the air, but the fact that, like, where these things are happening are locations that I know so well,
yeah,
it makes it a little more real, you know?
It's a little creepy because you can picture it in your head. I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. And it's not just from Lollapalooza.
I can confirm I will definitely be able to sleep. The sightings have generally taken place in the late evening or at night in or near a park. Witnesses have all described a large bat or bird-like creature with humanoid features. If you see any bat-like humanoids, please contact the Singular Fortean Society, or there's also the UFO Clearinghouses Society, or UFO Clearinghouse. I remember one of the reports was over by Montrose Harbor. Ooh. I live off Montrose. That freaks me out. I'm not okay with that.
Yikes.
Mothman. Mothman, listen, dude, are you going to move in? You know, okay, then yeah, like move in. Like, let's not make it a whole scene anymore. It's getting old. You're getting freaky, and I'm not into it.
Yeah, stop with all the buildup, Mothman.
I know.
Just, you know, show yourself if you're going to be.
Don't say that. What if
he
just drops right there now? That's not cool. I don't want that.
We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago, Illinois. We're totally safe. And besides, we have Camille.
Yeah, Camille's got her back. She's freaked out over here.
The look on her face.
So I've got.
She misses Dave Plyer right now, might I add.
Does Dave not do a segment on this, the Mothman?
He has not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, he's missing out. All right, so it's 4:15. We could take a break, come back, and continue. Well, I have every incident that's been, I think it's everyone that's been documented in Chicago this year. Do you want to come back from the break and do that?
I'd absolutely love to. In fact, I would love to take some phone calls.
Yeah.
If you know the Mothman himself, if you've seen the Mothman, or if you know the story, give us a call. We'd love to speak to you. 312-981-7200. Call or text. We will take both. We're getting a lot of great texts right now, too. So this is going to be, I'm a little bit frightened, though,
What are your thoughts on the Mothman? Do you think it's real? And if so, what is the omen that he could be trying to send to us, you know? So let's take a break, and we're getting kind of weird here. I'm okay with it.
It's getting a little spooky in here.
Well, we had so much fun, you know, we were lightening up the mood with Lala, and now we gotta get a little dark.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're listening to Sound Sessions. We're talking Mothman. It's 720 WGN. But I hear sounds in my
Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. This is Michael and Kevin. We're in for the great Dave Plyer. Dave, happy birthday. It's Sunday. Yeah. I hope you're having a great day. And now let's get back to Mothman.
So you just made some radio magic happen.
Yeah. Well, as we're both producers, so when we hear a story, we kind of chase it.
By the way, I did notice it just got a little darker here on Michigan Avenue. I don't know why that is.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
That always happens.
But so we were referencing earlier Lon Strickler. He was mentioned in this Riot Fest story. If you do have a sighting of the Mothman, he's your guy to contact. And Michael went ahead and contacted him. And we have Lon Strickler, I think. No, he's not quite yet.
But, there we go. We have the one and only Lon Strickler.
Lon Strickler. Hi, Lon Strickler. You are on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. I know this is totally spur of the moment and random, and thank you for joining us like that. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
I got to ask first, are you an insomniac? Are you a night owl? Why are you awake right now?
Well, to be honest with you, with all this has been going on, I've been getting calls 24/7.
No kidding.
I don't normally get to sleep until about 4 or 5 in the morning.
No kidding. Wow. This is a big thing right now. This is happening quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, it's the information that I'm taking reports is out there, and we've been getting reports, and to be quite honest with you, I have been very impressed with the reports. I think people are actually seeing something flying around Chicago.
Interesting. So what can you tell us about it? Yeah, can you kind of delve into some of these reports and I guess some of the trends that are coming up in the reports?
Well, the earlier reports, in fact, there have been some earlier reports of it. This all started back in 2011.
Oh, really?
There were 3 reports back then, and then, it went quiet. But then around around March of this year, the sightings started coming in, and we've been getting older sightings as well during this group of sightings. But over the last 2 weeks or so, it's picked up. And in fact, the sightings have become encounters, more or less. It's getting a little more personal. It seems that whatever this being is, it's getting closer to people. And
interesting.
It's kind of causing some anxiety.
So in the movie, in the Mothman Prophecies film, it represents an omen, I guess. Is that correct, the Mothman?
Well, I mean, it represents a what?
An omen. So, the bridge collapses in the Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah, you're talking about a harbinger. I don't know if I would buy into that.
Okay, yeah.
The Mothman sightings in Point Pleasant occurred for about a year before the actual disaster in the Silver Bridge. And then there were a few sightings afterwards. Now, there's a lot of people that say after the fact that they've seen a flying humanoid of some type. The bridge collapse in Minneapolis, Fukushima, or Chernobyl. There have been people that said that they saw a flying being before the disaster, but it's always been reported after the fact. So I really don't know what this is that's going on in Chicago. These group of sightings are probably the largest since Point Pleasant.
Wow. And what does a person commonly do when they spot the Mothman? Is it typically, do they try to approach it, or is it just kind of, I saw it, it was scary, and I ran away?
Well, the sightings have been pretty fleeting. I mean, it doesn't last long. This thing, when it flies around, it's fast. And it doesn't hang around long. People have tried to take pictures of it. We just got the first, and I really don't know if you want to call it a discernible photo, but we just got the first one a few days ago. So, but people have attempted to do it, but, they just haven't been quick enough.
So, and Len, where can we, do you have that photo or any of your works posted anywhere? Is there a website or anything we could visit?
Yeah, it's posted up. It's posted on phantomsandmonsters.com.
Phantomsandmonsters.com.
It was posted yesterday.
Okay.
So it's up on the website.
All right. It's a very interesting thing. Now, of course, most of our listeners are thinking, what is your background? Have you had any experience with the Mothman? And what's just like what goes into being the go-to guy for all these sightings? This is a heavy burden.
That I can't really explain. I've had a few experiences with odd things over the years. I've been doing this almost 40 years.
Wow.
The fact that I kind of caught this early and kept my eye on the sightings, I think for the most part, people thought this was something that was going to, a couple of sightings and it would go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a couple of people working with me now, including Manuel Nobrecht, who has UFOClearinghouse.com in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's been collecting reports, and I've been working together on this, plus a few other people that live in Chicago.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So then, when it all comes down to it, what would even happen? Like, what if you catch the Mothman? How do you even approach these kind of mythological but so realistic, frightening creatures and monsters?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of catching it. I think it's more of a matter of trying to figure out what it is, and how it's coming here, and where it's coming from. We just don't know. These sightings have been, this has been a remarkable set of sightings. I mean, this is historical as far as the paranormal cryptozoology world.
Yeah.
This has just never happened before.
It's really interesting. So, Lon, we'll let you...
Particularly in a large city like Chicago.
Right? Kevin and I were just mentioning the fact that a lot of the places that it's been happening are downtown, near some of our popular beaches.
Parks and beaches, yeah.
Like, where there's going to be a lot of people around. Is this a warning, or should people be afraid, or has he approached anybody and caused any harm, or is it just like seeing an owl in the sky?
I really wish I knew. Yeah, a lot of the sightings have been downtown and they've been along the lake. The last few sightings have been out in the suburbs, so it's getting around.
It's expanding.
I actually believe it's at least three different feeds. I think these three or more are coming in and out of possible dimensional type of portals, or they're at some location or underground or somewhere.
Hmm.
But, you know, they just seem to come out, stay around for a couple of minutes, and then leave. I mean, you know, I don't know where they're going. Nobody's been able to track it. It's just an enigma.
Well, Lon, we really appreciate you coming on last minute like this. It's an interesting storyline that's continuing to grow. If people do have any sightings or want to get in touch with you, how should they go about doing that?
All they got to do is give me a call. It's 410-241-5974.
There you have it.
Or they can send me an email at lonstrickler at phantomsandmonsters.com.
And that's the website, phantomsandmonsters.com. Well, Lon, thank you for jumping on with us to shed some light on this for us.
No problem.
All right, take care. And I just wanted to kind of get into these accounts.
To
wrap it up, because it's peculiar.
It's so, a heavy topic, and thanks again to Lon.
Yeah,
wow.
Totally last minute. So here's what I have, the ongoing list. So March 22nd, 2017, a semi-truck driver reports strange medical maladies after spotting a flying humanoid flying over a Chicago expressway. A witness walking their dog in Chicago's Oz Park, I know exactly where that's at, Awesome Park, runs into a paralyzing winged being on April 10th.
There's a lot of statues in Oz Park, so...
Sure, okay, fair enough, yeah.
You know, it could have been the Tin Man they were seeing.
Three separate witnesses report seeing an unidentified flying humanoid over Chicago between April 15th and April 16th. A man fishing with his son on the banks of the Little Calumet in Chicago sees a weird winged being after hearing an eerie, unexplained sound on April 27th. What else we got? A man and his son see a bat-like creature while out on a walk in Calumet Park on May 5th. A family walking along the riverfront sees a flying humanoid cross over the William P. Fahey Bridge within a week of the May 5th sighting. A married couple witnesses... I like that they're giving us all their relationships here.
Yeah.
A married
couple... It's interesting that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Married couple witnesses a large black bat-like creature with glowing red eyes. There we go again. Near the intersection of North Wrightwood Avenue and North Lakeview Avenue on May 27th.
That was one of my... Right in that area was one of my first apartments.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, somebody new has moved in.
Obviously. Mothman. I hope the rent is better nowadays.
Two different couples see a large bat-like flying humanoid in the Lincoln Park area on June 3rd. A jogger near Navy Pier sees an enormous bat take wing and fly towards the water treatment plant. I know where that's at, right out in the water there, on June 17th. Getting closer here.
Yikes.
A couple along with a crowd of people sees a large black bat-like creature with humanoid features near the Adler Planetarium on June 23rd. A second report received in early July confirms the sighting details of this report.
So he is, you know, there's a little bit of a connection to all these stories. It's often near the water.
Yeah.
On the coastline. Maybe he's a good swimmer. I don't know. And a lot of it, is it all happening at night, too?
Yeah, it seems to be that way, or maybe like dusk. And, you know, I Oh, I've got two more here. Mm-hmm. A police officer, along with the officer's partner and a group of civilians, sees a dark black shadow with wings standing atop a building before taking flight in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood of Chicago on June 29th. And then, a security person taking a break outside of the Owl. Like
this is the most recent, yeah.
Well, hold on, was that... Because that happened in July as well.
Oh.
So there's a second one at the Owl, I believe. Well, July 29th. So this is June 30th.
Well, have you ever been to the Owl? This is the one that's kind of iffy because there's a lot of owl statues. So, you know, maybe you're seeing all the winged owls in the Owl.
Well, plus it's a bar.
It's also a bar. that's probably the most important point. After a few libations, I'm sure that you know, are more than likely to see a little moth.
From the 847, what city, this is a text, what city had the Batman story? I'm not sure if I understand
the question.
Oh, that's
Gotham.
Gotham.
Yeah.
But Gotham City was also Chicago in one of the Batman movies. And
yeah.
So, I don't know. But anyway, there you have it. The Mothman story is continuing to go on in Chicago, and we don't know why. We don't have any answers.
The saga continues, but yeah, we don't have any answers, but I feel like you and I are getting closer and closer to the end of it. I mean, we spoke to Lon, and he was actually pretty legit. I was kind of impressed the amount of knowledge that he was able to share.
Well, good on you for thinking to pick up the phone at 4:15 in the morning and call this guy. Poor guy. But, yeah, so there you have it. The Mothman is around. So
got a solution for you guys.
What do you got, Roger?
Big can of Raid.
Ooh. Or what about, like, one of those giant electric lamps that you...
Oh, yeah, the bug zapper.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah, I like it.
That could be real good.
Giant fly swatter.
See, Roger's an ideas man. I like it. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get up to the newsroom for the 4:30 news. You're listening to Sound Sessions on WGN.